Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show In the Light of the Quran. We're still trying to get more light out of the Quran, trying to live by it. Inshallah, we spend our lives in light, which is the light of the Quran that came from Allah, our Creator. So inshallah, we'll try to make every action in our lives, every move that we make, we should make it in the light. This divine light that we can find in the Quran by taking the wisdoms there, benefiting from them, and inshallah trying to personalize them, make them part of our makeup, inshallah, so we can follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, so we can become a wonderful generation, just as the verses that we are dealing with today, just as they suggest. And they talk actually about the most important and the very important position Allah gave the Muslims. But there are conditions and there are things that we should achieve and do in order to raise up or to rise up to that high level that Allah granted and the honor that Allah granted to the Muslims. I'll start with the verses. They are from Surah Ali Imran. Very wonderful, very beautiful verses. I'll recite them. Then after that, we will talk about their meaning and the wisdoms that we find in them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Now today, inshallah, the light that we have is very important for Muslims as a nation. The Muslims as a whole. The Muslims as one body, not as individuals. It's a very great position, a very great honor that Allah granted to the Muslims. But there are conditions. There are conditions for them to maintain that position. And unfortunately, at this age, the Muslims have done away with that. But we will try to get back to the position, to the honor, the high position that Allah gave us, which is leadership of humanity. Leadership to what is good. This is the great mission that the Muslims have been commissioned with. The verses read as follows, or the translation of them. Allah says, and hold fast, telling the believers, hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah is the Qur'an. It is the straight path. It is the religion of Al-Islam. Hold fast to it. And do not be divided. Do not be divided among yourselves as Muslims. Allah is warning the Muslims against being divided, against splitting amongst themselves, so they become groups and sects, fighting each other, having enmity towards each other. The Muslims should not be like that. And the only solution to this kind of division is to hold on to the rope of Allah, to the book of Allah, the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the way of the companions. That is the way of the righteous predecessors, the way of the early generations. This is the way of Islam, the only way that we find in Al-Islam. And this is the only solution to division. Then Allah says that remember the grace and the favor of Allah when He united you after you had been split, after you had been divided. Then He says, and you were on the brink of a fire, of the fire, of the hellfire. You are right on the edge of the brink of a fire, and Allah saved you away from it. So this is a favor that we should maintain by holding on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, thus Allah makes His signs clear to you so that you may be guided. Then Allah says, let there arise from among you, O Muslims, a group or a band of people who enjoin what is good. Tell the people about what is good, enjoin what is good, command the people with what is righteous, and forbid what is evil. And those are the successful ones. This is the mission that we are commanded with. Especially, there should be some people among the Muslims who call humanity to righteousness and forbid what is evil. Deter them away, call them away from what is evil. This is a great honor. So these people who fulfill this mission will be the successful ones. This is the honor that we were given as Muslims. This is the duty that we have done away with at this age and this time, when we need it most at this time to remind ourselves of the truth and warn against evil. Then Allah says, and be not like those who were divided among themselves after the signs have come to them. And those shall be the losers on a day. On that day they will receive the punishment. Now what is this day? It's the day of judgment. On that day some faces will be blackened and some faces will be white. It will be said to the people whose faces will be blackened, have you disbelieved after the truth has come to you, after you accepted faith? You have disbelieved and rejected the truth? Imagine, Allah is telling us that if you start to split amongst yourselves and you start to leave the rope of Allah, you will be among those whose faces will be blackened after they have disbelieved in the truth after it has come to them. So these people will be said, taste the punishment because of your disbelief after that. As to the people whose faces will be white, then those are the believers who have held on to the rope of Allah, and they are the ones who fulfilled the mission of spreading the good and forbidding the evil. Now this is the wisdom that we should take. And we should take it, Muslims, as our obligation to tell the people about the truth. We should not, limit our aspirations and our goals to just get by in this life, make a living and earn some kind of money and get by. No. This life is about telling the people about the truth, championing and upholding the religion of Allah, and making this our purpose in the world, our goal, our ultimate purpose, the ultimate purpose of our existence. Then Allah says, so those whose faces will be white are the ones who fulfill the mission. They will be in the mercy of Allah, which is paradise. Paradise al-Jannah. This is where the mercy of Allah will be there, condensed as it is. without any harm, without pain, without agony, without suffering. That's the mercy of Allah. We will be, inshallah, there. So we should fulfill this mission and resume our position. Leadership of humanity, leading them to what is good and forbidding them from what is evil. Not as today that we gave this leadership, this great position to people who do not believe in Allah, so they let humanity do indecency, to evil, to a lot of evils that we see spread and common in the world today. Then Allah says, thus Allah reveals His signs and everything will return to Allah. Then Allah says that He does not want to oppress people, but He just wants to make the truth clear to everyone to follow. Then Allah says, you are the best nation, O Muslims. You see, this is the position of the Muslims that we have forsaken. We want to get back to it. This is the wisdom of today. This is the wisdom of these verses. You are the best nation ever brought forth to mankind, ever raised to mankind. Why? Because you enjoin what is good and you forbid what is evil and you believe in Allah. You see, this is the wisdom of today. If we want to resume our position as leaders of humanity, the most dignified, the most honored of humanity, and to bring honor and justice to mankind, we have to fulfill this mission. And this is the wisdom of today. This is the beautiful wisdom Allah gives us today. Inshallah, we'll try to benefit from it, take it, and live by it. So we start to learn our religion and spread the goodness of our religion around to everyone we know, and all channels possible, all means possible. So Allah says, you are the best nation ever brought forth to mankind, ever raised to mankind. You enjoin what is good and you forbid what is evil and you believe in Allah. What kind of life is better than that? If we live it, let's live it. Let's try to, let's encourage ourselves to live it. Let's be determined to live by that, to enjoin the good, forbid the evil and believe in Allah. Have the strong belief. And this shows that the more we enjoin good and the more we forbid evil, our belief in Allah will strengthen, will become stronger. And this is our goal as Muslims. Then Allah says, just had the people of the book, people of the scripture believed, it would have been better for them. But among them, there are the good ones and there are the evil ones. There are the ones who reject faith and there are the ones who accept faith and join you as Muslims. So now, we should really consider this wonderful privilege Allah has given us. And if we fulfill it, we will be as Prophet Muhammad said, that he said, that Allah said, he said, actually, the Prophet Muhammad said to the believers, are you happy if you are a fourth of the people of paradise? So they said, we said, Allahu Akbar. Then he said, what if you become a third of the people of paradise? They said, Allahu Akbar. Prophet Muhammad said to them, I hope, inshallah, and I wish, and it's an emphatic wish, that inshallah, you will be half of the people of paradise. And on the Day of Judgment, the Muslims will block the horizon because of their magnitude, because of their numbers. This is the privilege we are given. We'll try to have the right to really to earn it. And inshallah, live by that and achieve this wonderful goal and wonderful and high position. Until we meet next time, inshallah, with a new wisdom from the Quran, a new benefit, I leave you in the care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.